West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Harrelson County deputies Tuesday say they hope to identify a possible suspect in a shooting death discovered Monday evening. Deputies today continue to investigate what they initially believed to be a homicide. The body of a white male was found on a front porch on Hilltop Drive in Buchanan around 6 o'clock last night. It appears the victim suffered multiple wounds. Anyone with information on the alleged shooting should contact the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. Temple police asking for the public's help in identifying a male suspect caught on video during a robbery at the Subway restaurants on Carrollton Street early Monday morning.
It was a white male wearing a gray North Face hoodie, shorts, and a blue bandana over his face. Entered the restricted area and accessed the register. The suspect took several $100 before leaving the store on foot.
Investigator James Wheeler says police believe the intruder to be a local resident.
Due to the tips we've gotten a few leads of a couple of local delinquents in the area that could be involved in it. Whoever did it knew what they were doing as far as accessing the cash register and able to open it and what codes to press in.
And Temple police have posted video of their suspect to the police department's Facebook page. Well, you can't look too far in the community without seeing a structure that was put up by Ray Lynn and Associates. And on Tuesday, friends and family of the company's founder are saying goodbye to him during a pair of visitation services inside one of the buildings he is most associated. Ray Fulford passed away on Valentine's Day at the age of 78. Fulford played a large role in Carroll County's landscape, having worked on McIntosh Plaza, the West Georgia Shopping Center, the UWG Football Stadium, Carrollton High School, medical office buildings around Tanner Medical Center, City Station, Courtyard by Marriott, East Carroll Gymnasium, the Carrollton Cultural Arts Center, and many more. Public visitations are scheduled for today at the Carrollton Center for the Arts. A private memorial service will be held tomorrow at the First Baptist Church of Carrollton. Georgia's District 28, State Senator Matt Brass expected to present legislation on Tuesday he says is designed to help restaurants struggling financially since the COVID pandemic began. Brass tells me he is presenting a bill today that adds cocktail drinks to the list of alcoholic beverages that are allowed to be delivered to customers or taken home by patrons as part of a meal order.
Through the pandemic, a lot of restaurants were allowed to deliver beer and wine, but they were not allowed to do cocktail drinks. And so I've got a bill that's simply going to allow them to do up to 2 cocktails per entree. It will be in a sealed container with no straw hole. The container will basically have to have some sort of seal on it. And then just like if you take your wine home or whatever, it has to either be in the trunk or if you have a third row, it would go behind that third row.
And while Brass's bill would make alcohol more available, he says another component of his legislation would be to strengthen existing DUI laws.
Senator Randy Robertson out of Columbus is bringing forth some language that's actually going to strengthen the DUI penalties, and I'm actually going to be supporting that as well. If we are going to make alcohol more available, which is what we're doing, we need to make sure that people aren't driving around on it. So it's all kind of going to be working together.
Brass says he hopes to see his bill approved during the current session and put into effect by this summer. The city of Bremen now has the option to increase the tax dollars they collect from businesses that provide lodging of any sort. The Georgia Senate and House this week authorizing the city of Bremen to levy an excise tax at a rate not to exceed 8% from hotels, motels, inns, lodges, campgrounds, and the like. The current tax rate is 5%. The majority of the money collected through the hotel motel tax must in some way benefit local tourism. Carroll County's Commission Chair Michelle Morgan this week appointing a Carroll County Sheriff's Deputy to oversee the county's E-911 operations. Clay Patterson is now the county's E-911 Director. Patterson, a 2007 Harrelson County High School graduate, has over 12 years' experience in public safety. He's currently working on his master's degree in communications at the University of Alabama. Chairman Morgan said Monday that whenever we can utilize the talents of our Carroll County employees and move them into positions that will benefit the citizens, I think it's the right move for everyone. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.